Welcome to episode 326 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Lindsay, Donna, and George. Majestic Elegance Costa Mujeres is the fourth resort in the Majestic brand and their first resort in Mexico. And last week, George had a chance to visit this resort and he's here to tell us about it. Yay! So let's get started.
We're all super jealous.
Yes.
Yeah. Really didn't want to come home.
Is this for you?
It was like a tragical express.
Yes, indeed.
This is a brand you seem to like, right, George? Have you been?
Yeah, I've been to Majestic Elegance once and Majestic Mirage twice in the Dominican. And I initially was looking at, I think it's pronounced Atelier.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all set to book the room, and the next day I went to book it, and the price doubled. So then I went, ooh, yeah, I'm not spending that much. So I looked around, and Majestic had a swim up in their club section that was just about what I was paying for the other hotel, so I booked it. Yep, so I'm happy I did.
And is it a new resort?
It is. Unfortunately for them, they opened in December of 2019. Barely got going before COVID hit. So yeah, it's been a rough year then and a couple of months for them.
Did you want to ask something, Elizabeth? I think I jumped in.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So
George,
we need to kind of back up. I know we try to do this now with all the COVID things going on and, you know, push out the disclaimer that things can change by the time you hear this, or even, you know, when you're ready to book. But what was it like for you to fly to Cancun right now?
So this is my second time flying. I flew last July, so flying again, Southwest still. So the first leg from Hartford to Baltimore had 56 people on the plane. Mm-hmm. So there was no, I mean, you had rows and rows between people. It was really empty, which was great. Until we hit Baltimore, and the Baltimore to Cancun flight had two empty seats.
Oh,
wow.
It was chock full.
Wow.
So it was a Sunday. So it was kind of funny when we flew back from Cancun. Same thing, Cancun to Baltimore. The airport was really empty at the gate. So we got on, and I asked the flight attendant, you know, how full are we? And she said, no, we're really empty. And I said, well, that's a nice change because the flight down was crazy full. And she said, well, if you're on this same flight tomorrow from Cancun to Baltimore on a Saturday instead of a Friday, it was chock full again. So it seems like people are doing the Saturday, Sunday travel back and forth, and they're not currently doing weekdays. So that's okay. So it might be a tip if you want an empty flight, do a Wednesday to Wednesday or something other than a weekend day.
I am coming from the coast that costs the most. I always have to fly in the middle of the week.
Normally, I do too. Yeah,
it's always a good tip, really. Yeah.
I don't.
And flights have been changing so much that, I mean, whereas they used to be available during the week, now they're not even available during the week sometimes.
Yeah, when I was looking at flights from Hartford to Cancun and it was only two digits in the price, I knew it was a good time to book.
Yeah. So you land in Cancun, what do you need? What do you need to get through their customs?
So it was a little bit weird. I was under the impression that you still need the Mexico tourist card, which is just a form you fill out online. There's no cost to it. It prints out two parts. It prints out a part that you give customs and immigration when you enter the country. And then they rip off part and they give that back to you that you give them when you leave the country.
Yeah, they're like, don't lose this.
Don't lose it.
I've seen people lose it. It's not pretty. Honestly, it is a pain in the tuchus if you lose it.
Yeah, so they actually, trying to think what they stapled it to. They stapled it to something. So I had the paperwork. It was all stuck in my passport wallet. So yeah, make sure you don't lose it. But there is a big tip. If you can fill it out ahead of time the night before, or the day before, and print it on your computer and just take it with you. It saves that scrambling on the plane trying to fill it out and hope you did it right. They don't have enough pens and just
And oftentimes they only have it in Spanish. That's happened to me three times now.
Yeah.
Although I have had it where if you have a printout that you have to copy it over to the form. I have had that happen.
Interesting.
To me when, okay. when they were like, print the form out. So just know, I think that was early on.
Yeah. I think it's better now. Yeah. I think when they first came out with the electronic form, they didn't like it very much. Yeah.
But I'm that person that you could tell me not to lose something and in it's gone. Nanosecond, it's gone.
As you're chucking it in the nearest trash can you walk by,
it's stuck to the bottom of my shoe.
There was one other form I thought we had to fill out, which was a health questionnaire. Now, it's an online thing. You fill it all out, you hit submit, and it gives you a QR code that they can scan. So yeah. I expected customs to take it. No, they didn't have any questions. Went around the corner and there was somebody else checking some things. Nope, they didn't even want to look at it. So I got into the country without showing anybody the form. But then when I went to leave, that's where they had somebody checking for it. So I'm not sure why they have a health questionnaire to ask you if you've been in contact with anybody with COVID in the past 14 days, or do you have any symptoms, when they're checking it when you leave the country and not when you come in. It just seems liability. A little backwards. Like they'd want to know.
Legal liability.
Yeah, because what other countries have you been to in the last 14 days? So I haven't been to any other countries. I'm here right now. This is it. But yeah,
this is my vacation. Yeah.
Well, you laugh, but when I was in Mexico, when I filled it out, I had to actually mention that I had been in Miami and at home because I had come from Miami. So yeah, I had two locations that I had been.
I thought that was the case, but it asked what other countries you came from, but the U.S. was not on the list.
Oh, well, it was for mine. Oh, I wonder if they changed it.
But Mexico was on the list. Hmm. So yeah,
like, I really don't know how I got here.
Yeah. And then the worst thing is with Southwest, they ask you what your seat number is.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not on the flight yet. I have no idea. So,
and even when I'm on the flight, there's no number on it. So.
I just made it up. 12D. Yeah, that sounds right.
There you go. Yeah.
So we got into the airport in Cancun. It was about the same as always. Not too busy. Made it through. I forgot that the people at the end are not with the tourist bureau. They're with a timeshare company and got sucked into talking to them for 5 minutes.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Really? That gauntlet
rookie
is so
move.
Hard to run.
I know.
All our clients yeah. take one. Yeah.
Party foul, George.
Party foul. Yep. So ahead of time, I had booked a private shuttle, so I knew it was just going to be my wife and I and the driver. Didn't have to worry about going to any other resorts or sitting with any other people. Everybody in the airports wear a mask. The shuttle driver had masks. They gave us hand sanitizer. You get to the resort. There's mats to step in to sanitize the bottom of your shoes. They take your temperature. Every person at the resort had on a mask or a mask and a shield.
Wow.
So I felt safer at the resort than I do going to the local grocery store.
Oh, the mask to sanitize the bottom of your shoes? I am seriously impressed.
Yep. And then they actually wipe down all the outsides of all the suitcases with disinfectant wipes before they brought them to the room. Yeah.
Wow.
So they're taking it pretty serious down there, which they need to, because without tourism, they have no livelihood.
Are they doing the color-coded mask thing there? Like where the employees are changing their mask multiple times a day?
Not that I know of. They all had the same burgundy majestic masks. Okay. But I can tell you that I think it's Quintana Roo, it's pronounced. The state, basically, that all the resorts are in is currently on a yellow, which let them book to 60% occupancy. But we talked to two people right at the end that said the governor's planning on rolling it back to orange, which will drop it back down to 30. So they're a little worried about that. But
how did it feel at 60%?
The resort was only at 35, even though they could book to 60. Okay. So we got there and there was nobody in the lobby. It was just the two of us, other than a few people working. It was crazy how empty the place was. It felt like it was one of those new resorts that just opened last week and nobody's sure they want to go there yet. The beach was empty. The restaurants were all empty. We booked a swim up and we're sitting in the plunge pool on the front of the swim up and there wasn't one person in our building that we could see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Private pool.
Yeah, the new Majestics are really different. Their swim ups are a step above most everybody else's, even.
And it was how so?
Heated.
Ooh.
The what?
Heated. Yeah, so you walk out the. So we had what they called the Elegance Club swim out. It wasn't a junior
swim. You didn't get out of the pool.
So you walk out onto the balcony, and to the left, you have a 3-foot by 8-foot plunge pool that's about 3 feet deep. And then to the right of that, they have the real shallow area with a couple of loungers. And then to the right of that was stairs that walk down into the main pool. So your plunge pool is an infinity edge. So the warm water comes out of the jets in the ears and then flows over into the pool. So one of the things they do say on the website is that their pools are temperature controlled. So they do have the ability to warm them up. And I could tell you, getting out of the plunge pool and jumping in the big pool, it was a heck of a lot cooler. So it was really nice sitting in there all week, where it was just not hot, but it was warm.
How did you ever make yourself get out of there? Because that's my fear, is being a little water lover that I am. I would just park my butt in there and be like, can someone bring me a snack?
Yeah, and get this, we were on the end of the building. So from the plunge pool, I could hand my cup to the service girl that serviced the pool when she'd walk around on the little ledge.
So I think what George is saying is he did not get out of the plunge pool.
I didn't get out of the pool.
There you go.
Nope. And we were right next to the club. So if you wanted some snacks, you just walked over to the club and grabbed some snacks. And you know what I found a little bit funny is you can't get a plastic straw, but every single cookie in the club was wrapped in plastic. There were 100 cookies all individually wrapped with plastic wrap. But when I wanted a straw, they gave me a paper straw.
Well, the plastic cookie wrapper is not going to kill the turtles.
Yeah, I guess not.
I think about that, though, with, you know, just when I see disposable masks on the ground or, you know, things like that. I'm just thinking about all this extra stuff we're using now that's filling up. Wrapping everything.
Well, and I think there's a trend too. A neighbor of mine just posted how she's using paper plates all the time now because she's so tired of doing dishes because you're eating at home all the time. I'm like, that's not ideal. I mean, we're tired of doing dishes. Chris is especially tired because he's the one who really does them. But
yeah. You have more time to do dishes now. I mean,
yeah. But all the more reason to go to Mexico and not have to do dishes.
Yeah.
I felt bad for my wife the first day we got back and she had to cook dinner again.
You didn't offer to do it for her, George?
I did not, no.
No.
Oh, George.
Foul. So, since we're talking about food, let's talk about food.
Yeah.
So I take it the food was horrible and you couldn't eat any of it. Is that
okay? I toughed it out for the team so I could give you a review. So it's not, I wouldn't call it a huge resort. Looking at the thing here, 570 rooms. So it's not a ton, but they do have quite a few restaurants. So there's plenty of options for everyone. Now, right now, they only have 2 restaurants a night open. And there's no buffet open at dinner time. So in fact, the main buffet, Flavors is actually closed. It's just so big that it doesn't make sense for them to open it because they can't possibly fill it. So they actually have the Mar House, which is their beachfront restaurant, does buffets for breakfast and lunch and then converts to a surf and turf for dinner at night.
So is it still a self-serve buffet or do they serve it to you?
They serve it to you. You can still see everything and they have all your proteins and omelets and stuff are all cooked to order. So if you want a burger or a steak or a chop, they'll cook it right there on the grill. They call it like the show kitchen type thing. But all the tongs are on the backside and they serve even if you want toast, they will put the toast in the toaster and stand there and wait for it to toast and then put it on your plate. So that wasn't a problem.
I think that's an upgrade we all got.
Upgrade. Death to buffets.
Every single luxury cruise I've ever been on, that is how they do it. They do not let you touch all this stuff. You're not mouth breathing over everything. This is such an upgrade for everybody. I don't think we're ever going to be able to go back.
The only thing that was a little weird is for coffee, they'll come over and fill your cup on the table and they'll, you want sugar? Yep. And he brings the sugar tray over. How many do you want? And they actually use tongs that take two sugar packets out and drop it on your table. They won't leave the thing there, so you can't pick them out yourself. So if you need more, you got to get them to come back with more sugar. But
that's
thorough. Yeah, it was. Yeah, service was great.
It's good.
And it's probably going to keep me from asking for like eight sugars.
Yeah.
And then getting judged appropriately.
Yeah, you just ask for eight to start with, and you're like, it's for later.
Yeah.
It's for later.
So I'll give you a quick one then.
Yeah, because you're not a big foodie, so I am curious to hear your review.
I am not. So the first night we did the Mar House, it's a little more casual. We got up at 3 a.m. to head to the airport. So by that afternoon, we were pretty whooped. And I had actually requested a specific building, so I had to wait 2 hours after I got to the resort for the room to be ready because they had somebody doing a late checkout. But it was way worth it to wait and get a building that had sun the entire day. There was no shade in my pool. So I was always worried at this time of year that it might be a little bit cool and the water in the pool would be cool. So get one in the sun. So that was worthwhile. So we did Mar House, and that was surf and turf that night. And I believe I got the steak, and my wife got the grilled lobster. Not too fancy. Everything was good. The only thing I can say that I didn't care for overall most every night was their desserts. And just either I couldn't find anything that really I thought was really good, or I got it and it wasn't what I thought. Like one night I got key lime pie. Now I expect key lime to pie to be like a pudding or maybe a little more creamy consistency. And this was more like a jello. It was it had a strange texture to it. It flavored
like
okay.
Meringue, I guess.
Yes, like it was. Yeah. You're right. Yep. Go ahead.
I think desserts at resorts, like I've always been a little bit like, it doesn't even matter how nice the resort is. I've never been maybe it's because I've had too much sugar. I think I can count on one hand how many times I've been wowed by a dessert somewhere. So maybe it's the fact that they're making it for multiple people all at once, or it has to be made a certain way. Or it might just be a weird recipe.
Yes,
spoiled
by other,
spoiled by warm.
Yeah, once you've done cruise desserts, it's tough to switch off.
It's hard to. So did you get to eat? I know that you were in the pool most of the time, so you ate there. Did you get to have, do they have like fast food areas, you know, like a quick service area?
They do, but it's a little bit weird. They have one that's called Mick Jestic.
Oh, really?
Guess where they got that? Yeah, believe it or not. Yep.
They have golden arches too.
No, it's actually funny. It's like a little alcove with just a takeout window, with a sign out front, and you'd think it would be open for lunch because it's burgers and fries and shakes and onion rings and like lunch food. But no, it's only open for dinner from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh, wow. That's after bar food. That's after bar food. That's what that is.
They have like all night, like late night stuff going on?
You're asking the wrong person.
Not for George.
I'm a big fan of the late night food because of the time schedule I keep in a regular life basis. My husband works a second shift. So we usually eating at 11 or 12 o'clock at night is pretty normal for us.
Well, so when you go on vacation on West Coast time. So
you're also
I'm also on West Coast time too. But so having that option for late night food is actually really cool because I've been to resorts before where like, if you don't eat by, you know, 7 or 6, even you're.
Well, and especially now when a lot of the restaurants aren't open. So, but I'm curious because, you know, Lindsay's going on about how great this is, but it great? Did you try it?
I would rather have gone to an a la carte restaurant for dinner.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Lindsay, that's the problem. It's maybe open, but it may not be awesome.
May not be good. I will say though, like usually those places are hidden gems for food. Like a couple of the resorts that I've been to, I've found really great sandwiches or really great fried options or things like that you wouldn't even expect to find on an all-inclusive resort.
Or you're just drunk and hungry.
Or you've been in the pool all day drinking Mai Tais and anything tastes good at that point.
And not having to move. Okay, well, where else did you eat, George? I want to know where else you ate.
So the next night we did Il Bottaccio, which is the Italian restaurant. And that was the only one we actually did twice. I had the best lasagna there I think I've ever had anywhere. The difference was instead of using hamburger, they used brisket. So it was very heavy, tons of cheese. Yeah, I can't say enough good things about that lasagna. And the fried calamari appetizer was fantastic too. Super well seasoned, nice and tender, good marinara sauce that came with it. So we actually ate there twice. We did I'm going to butcher this name.
Wame? I think
it's Wame or Juame. Yeah, it's an Argentinian-style steakhouse. I had a great ribeye there. That was really good. And then we did El Mariachi Loco, which is their Mexican restaurant. As we walked in, we had the bellboy that kind of walked around and pointed out all the different restaurants. And I asked him, is it really authentic Mexican? Because if I'm going to Mexico and they're going to give me Tex-Mex, I'm really going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Or Taco Bell. So yeah, no, it was really good. I had some stuff. I'm not even sure what it was.
Good for you, George.
That's how you know it's good food when you don't know. Yep. So you say you're not a foodie, but you really do sound like a foodie. And the texture was good. And
I watch a lot of Top Chef.
Yeah, but. And he eats a lot of macaroni and cheese. I mean, texture is texture, you know.
So I know the buzzwords, yeah. So that was the other restaurant was Bistro. We didn't eat there. That's gourmet, but I think it's more French. And just, they had a dress code and just wasn't my thing. And Kabuki. Kabuki was their sushi bar and teppanyaki, and I've done teppanyaki a bunch, and I don't like sushi, so we skipped that too. So all in all, I would say food was as good, if not maybe a little bit better than what I've had at the Majestics in the Dominican, and I think a lot of that is just because Cancun probably has better access to better quality food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The meat cuts were very good. Mm-hmm. Everything was really fresh, so no complaints about the food at all.
Cool. Well, and that's pretty much, I mean, I think we're done. That's what George went for, food and sitting in the pool, right?
Yep. And,
Did you actually make it to the beach?
I walked to the beach one day just to see what it was like. The beach there is enormous. So you probably have 40 to 50 feet from the water's edge to the first dune. And you probably have twice that much behind it. So from where the wall of the resort is to the water, it's a long walk. We were watching the poor bar guy have to walk all the way back from the beach and get another tray of drinks and walk all the way back. So
there's no bar on the beach.
There's not a bar on the beach.
Bar on the beach.
No.
So did you go to the spa and check out all those awesome water pools?
So while I was there, I did a tour. I met with the sales manager for groups, and she gave me a tour of anything I hadn't seen at that point. So she did walk me through the spa. Their spa was really impressive. I'm not a spa guy, but that one room that I actually posted a picture the viewers can't see, but I have a little video of that same thing I'm in the process of editing, is one of the rooms with a, I don't know if it's a hydro pool or what it is, but they actually built the room.
It looks like it's in a cave.
Yeah, they built it to look like it's inside a cenote. And it really does look that way. And they have soft music piped through, and they have all different kinds of hydrotherapy baths and different temps. And that was a
This wasn't even on my radar until I saw your picture.
Yeah.
I have to say that now this is on my list of I need to get here and go to the spa.
I think Majestic Resorts are probably one of the best value resorts that I can think of. For what you pay, they give you a great product.
So did you do a spa treatment? Because
no, I have never ever done a spa treatment. We're going to Unico next year. Okay. A lot of that stuff is more or less included for a really small price, so I may try something.
Okay.
Yeah, but that spot Unicorn doesn't look like this.
That's true.
I want to do
it. It's beautiful. It is beautiful, but
But it's not a cave with pretty greenery on the top of it.
This actually reminds me a little bit of the spot Ishkara as well, Hotel Ishkara.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, that same idea. Although that one actually is built into a cenote. So if they created this as opposed to,
Yeah, because you walk into it and I'm thinking, where on the outside of the building was that? But no, they must have done the Disney magic and made all these fake rocks. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yep.
So you you also put in your show notes about the family section versus the Elegance Club, which is adult only. So that's good to know that that it's family and there's an adult only section, I guess. Is that you were in that section?
So yeah, we stayed in the adult section. I would say that 2/3 of the rooms are in the adult section. So it's probably 1/3 family rooms, 2/3 adult only. So
they let you in
bachelor
the adult section?
Bachelorette party or bachelor party.
He'll get me for that later.
Wait till I change your voice.
You can be a chipmunk for every episode.
Know that they allow up to 4 adults in a room because that means, you know, if you're doing a destination wedding or something like that and you want to, I'm so sorry. if you want to have, several or maybe you want to put all your.
Or maybe an Outlander research trip to check out the spa features that George did not fully research.
You know, you want to all be sharing a king size bed or something like that.
No, probably not.
Did you notice if there was a kids club?
There is. There's 2 clubs. There's one. There's a teens club that had Xbox, air hockey. She said they had a pool table ordered. When it arrived, it was all broken. So they're waiting for another one to come in.
Sad.
They had a bunch of video games on the wall. There was a little kids club. So with camp counselors, 1-to-12 ratio. It was cute. All painted green, looked like a little country village type thing.
Was that all included, George?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't see anything about any fees that I can remember for anything about the kids club. So,
did you see families there? Were there people with kids there?
The only ones we saw with kids were small kids, toddlers, if that. Didn't see any school age kids at all in the whole resort.
Now, George, did they have more than one pool? So they've got an adult section that has their own pool as opposed to the family section?
So, yeah, they have, they got so many pools there. So over in the adult section, the bottom of each building is a swim out. But if you are staying in the club building, you can use the other side of the swim up. So it's not like Secrets Resorts where the swim up has a wall on one side and usually there's bushes or trees and it's only for the swim up people. So if you're in a swim up, you can walk down the stairs into the pool and then they have loungers all across on the other side. So anybody staying in any of the club buildings can use that same pool. Not as private as some. And if that's a thing for you, then this resort isn't for you, but that's how all the Majestics are.
Well, no, I was talking more about I don't want kids in my pool.
Yeah, so there's
is there the swim up bar area?
Yeah, which were all closed. There are multiple swim up bars. They're all closed. Yep, for social distancing. Yeah, there's one huge infinity pool in the club section for adults only. It's huge. It's got to be 80 feet long. And one end of it has the swim-up bar. They did everything they didn't have at the Dominican resorts that I think people would like, they added to this one.
That's good.
It's interesting that you say the swim-up bars weren't open, because that may be brand or it may be new. Because when I was in Mexico in November, the swim-up bars were open at my resort, but it was a Secrets brand. It wasn't. So I can't say, we can't really say whether or not that's by brand or by just changes that have happened. But yeah, it was interesting because they had put up plexiglass around most of it. So it loses a little bit of that social element, which is good because then people didn't want to linger there. Although I did, there was one section that didn't have plexiglass and it seemed like so many people went over there to order. And I'm like, this is not the point, people. You're supposed to order in front of the plexiglass.
Yeah, but people are always like leaning around the plexiglass so you can hear them talk. And
Yeah, because I can't hear.
Well, that's lip reading, but so, you don't need to hear. You're like, lip read. Cerveza, por favor, and they bring you a beer. It works out beautifully.
When Donna and I were in Jamaica, they had limits of how many people could be in the pool bar sections. Like you were only so many people, and if it was more than six people or something, or however many were for that area, you couldn't go in.
And if you're me, you self-impose those limits. Oh, there's three people over there. I'm not going over there. I will go elsewhere. But most of this, so were the swim-up bars completely closed, or were they open at the other side? Because sometimes swim-up bars have the pool side and the, okay, so they were totally shut
down. So the swim-up bar is the lower level, and then you go up the stairs and it would be poolside. The poolside bars were all open. It's just the swim-up part that was closed.
Yeah.
But they do a great job. They have tons of people walking around the pool serving drinks. So there was really almost no reason you needed to even go get your own drink.
Nice.
Was the alcohol there like good quality, brand name?
Yes and no. Yes, they have all top shelf liquors, Grey Goose, Bombay Sapphire, whatever you're looking for. But if you don't specifically request it, they'll give you a cheaper alcohol.
So they default to well, but you can specify. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So I asked for Bailey's, which is what I drink, Bailey's on the rocks all week. And it wasn't Bailey's, because when I did happen to walk over, he poured me one, and it's not a Bailey's bottle. But the brand, that whatever brand they're using, and I think I know what it is based on the shape, was actually really good. So I wouldn't say it tasted any, or it was any less quality than Bailey's.
You got some Carol Ann's.
Yep.
And I drink a really good Irish cream beer at home. So
yeah,
it was good. Yep.
You had a couple other fancy drinks.
I can't believe you in the hot weather eating drinking Bailey's or drinking Irish cream on ice.
Yeah, probably a little weird, but yeah. Yeah, I really like it. It's just something I can sip.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did I have that week? If you've been to the Dominican, you would know that the Majestic, which is their house drink, is like an orange creamsicle. It's the best drink. It's all we would drink. They'll give them to you, you know, slushy style for kids, or you can have rum put in it. So we walked in. They handed us two drinks. We're actually a cucumber drink. I don't like cucumber, but it was really yummy. So I said to my wife, I got to have a Majestic. So I ordered one, and it comes over, and it's pink. Okay. How you're going to make the orange pink, I'm not sure, but let's try it. So I'm sipping it and looking at my wife, and she said, this isn't the same. And I said, no, it has a funny taste to it. What is it? So we finally figured out it was coconut. So I went up to the bar, and I said, can you guys make a Majestic, you know, the house drink like I've had in the Dominican? No. Our Majestic here is a pina colada with orange juice.
Yeah. So it's different everywhere.
It's all the same in Dominican.
Yeah.
So that was the one thing I mentioned on my survey. If you're going to call it a Majestic, you have to serve it at all the Majestics. And it has to be the same. Otherwise call it the Majestic DR or something, so we know it's not going to be the same.
Well, to be fair, the Mexico resort is new, so maybe they hadn't thought that through completely. They were trying to do something unique for Mexico.
Maybe, or whatever the syrup is, they couldn't get it. I'm not sure why.
Or they were just trying to annoy you.
Yeah.
Like a signature drink for that location, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
When we took our daughter the last time, she loved the Majestic, so I've been busting on her for 5 months. That first thing I'm going to do is get a Majestic. I'm going to send you a picture of it, tell you how good it was. And then I couldn't get one.
To be fair, even if they had it the same, it might not have tasted the same, because another chain that I really like and have been to a lot of different ones, there's one specific drink that I love. And I gotta say, like, out of five places, I only really like it at three places, because the other two places don't seem to know.
But to be fair, this is like this is bartending common knowledge. Yeah, every bartender does things differently. I mean, I think I've had at least 60 different old fashions in my life.
And then when you're going from country to country, you have different ingredients too, different access to different ingredients. And I used to bartend, and it's not an exact science across the board. So, but did they have any other fun drinks? Was it just the?
So I drink Miami Vices because I can never decide, do I want a strawberry daiquiri or a pina colada? So let's just mix them.
You're like, let's get them both.
Yep. They do have one that I didn't try. I've never had gin. I'm not sure I'd like it. They make a really funky, fancy gin and tonic where they will roast rosemary on a wood plate, and then they, as it's smoking, they put the glass over it.
Did you try it? Oh, nice.
I didn't. I completely forgot all about it, and they only do it at one bar, and
That sounds cool.
I dropped the ball on that.
So yeah, here's the deal, George. At an all-inclusive, the booze is free. So if you don't like it, You don't have to drink it.
Yeah,
that's like, just gonna put that out there.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Travel Agent 101. Yeah.
That's right.
I can't believe George. Now we have to redo your entire research trip.
I know, I gotta go back again.
Well, and I'm also incidentally marveling at the fact that you do like pina coladas enough that you'll have Miami Vice, but you have to complain about them when they're in a Majestic. So I'm going to start calling Karen now. Because
he had a level of expectation and it wasn't there.
Yeah, it just wasn't what I thought.
To be fair, if I was expecting to taste a dreamsicle and it came out a pina colada, well, I love coconut, so I would be pleasantly surprised.
Well, and when it's handed to you and it's pink, then you know it's going to be different. Yeah. It's not like when you take a big gulp of water and you think it's milk and that totally skeeves you out. That's a totally different thing. you had a visual warning before you ingested it that said this might be different. So how many nights were you there?
So we were there 5 nights. We came in on a Sunday and we left on a Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
Did they have any entertainment going on?
They had some things on the schedule. We didn't go to them.
Because they were all after 7 p.m. Yeah.
They didn't start till 9:30. I'm already in bed by then.
Anybody under the age of 30 listening to this podcast is like, oh my God.
Yeah, see, like, Lindsay's got her late night. Yeah.
The rest of us are like, what are you talking about?
I know.
We're waiting on that, George.
Yeah, I'm up at 7. I'm in bed by 9:30. I don't, yeah.
Yeah, seems reasonable to me.
Yeah. So I did hear, we could hear the speaker down on the beach. So they did have volleyball one day. They did have some yoga and stuff they were doing down there. They did have a show most every night, I think, listed on the calendar, how many people they let in, or their theater there is actually all outside.
Nice.
Yeah. So sure they wouldn't be quite as restricted as they would at, like, on a cruise ship where everything's inside.
Did you go look? Because at Disney, what they're doing with their outdoor theaters is they're roping off sections of benches so people can't sit in certain areas to keep distance.
Yeah, we walked up there and I was slightly disappointed because the other resorts have almost like big comfy rattan type chairs. Here they just had your regular black sliding plain desk chair. And it wouldn't have been what I wanted to sit in for an hour long show. But no, they weren't touching each other, but they weren't that far apart either. So maybe they just count on there's just not enough people to trust people that they can space themselves. And it's a pretty big place, so it had tons of chairs. So it shouldn't have been too hard to keep everybody separate.
Well, they might have been seating you. You know, like maybe there was an usher.
That could be too.
Yep. If only you could have stayed up past 7:30.
I know. Dinner at 6:30 was a push.
Don't you have the early bird special?
Did you guys do have the option to order like breakfast in your room?
They do have room service. And if you're in the club, it's 24 hours. So I know we could have, and we did on one of our previous trips, but I didn't on this time. It was just easier to walk over to the buffet and get it.
And I'm curious how long it took you to get there from the airport.
About 35 minutes. So it's really not too bad.
Not bad.
Was it a private or shared transfer?
I booked a private.
But you're welcome.
Yeah.
I think I warned you about that.
Yeah, it's literally just, I can see the Secrets, Playa Mujeres, just on the beach from where the Majestic is. It's literally just over the line. As you're driving up past the other resorts, there's a sign for Costumares, and then there it is. And then just up the beach is the brand new Planet Hollywood.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep, yeah. So it's right up there.
In so fact, wait, so building, was it north of Secrets or south? Okay,
it's north. Okay. Yep. Yep. So there was the Secrets, and then there's another brand new resort they're in the process of building. I'm not sure what it is.
And the then Excellence is right there too. Yeah.
Yep. And then there was something else there. Chic?
Really?
I think.
There's a Beloved. Is it Beloved maybe?
I don't know. They had a, it was like one whole complex where you drove in. They had four or five resorts listed on the sign. Huh. That you went down that one road, and then they all split out. And then whatever the new resort is, and then Majestic, and then Planet Hollywood. And I think he said they're planning on another resort further up, too. Crazy.
I love that. The beaches are so pretty up there. I'm surprised it hasn't developed sooner, but maybe it's because the beaches are so pretty up there.
And having Isla Mujeres, the island offshore, kept the waves down. There was no seaweed. He said it does a lot for them.
Mm-hmm. And it's really pretty beaches. To have that island off to the...
Yeah, it was at night.
Super pretty,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So if you wanted to go over there, you're probably not far from the ferry, I guess.
Huh? No, we could see the ferry going back and forth.
Oh, yep. Nice. Awesome. Alrighty, anything we're forgetting that you want to make sure you mention?
No, just... If you're thinking about going to an all-inclusive, take a look at the Majestics. I really recommend them highly.
All right. Awesome. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, George, Lindsay, Elizabeth, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.